Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome. It's time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 9th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get ready for AirTags and iPads. Well, at least if the rumors ring true. Yeah, there has been a few leaks that have come our way, and it all comes down to Apple possibly holding an event on March 23rd. Looks like they're expected to announce the long-awaited AirTags. Yeah, remember those things? And some possibly new iPads to choose from as well. Now, we all remember the AirTags. That's that tile-like tracking system, which will allow your phone, or probably your iPad as well, pinpoint exactly where your lost item is. The iPads, on the other hand, these could be the ones to actually use the mini LED display. And as for how many iPads we'll be getting, well, that still remains to be seen. We don't even know if we'll be getting any. These are just rumors. One thing's for certain, though, if they do have an event on the 23rd, yeah, I'm sure it'll be completely online. Guess we'll just wait for those invites to be sent out. Staying with Apple News, Apple's looking toward your family now, particularly your kiddos, and they want to help find podcasts that everybody can enjoy. Apple is doing this by partnering with Common Sense Media, and they will offer curated, kid-friendly collections of shows in the Apple Podcasts app. Now, from what we can see, this will be just U.S. only, at least to start with. More than likely, though, they will expand this collaboration to other territories. Now, with the collaboration, Apple and Common Sense will update collections monthly with themes connected to significant cultural and even historical moments. Plus, there's going to be recommendations for podcasts that will be solely based on age groups. Well, while we're talking about the kiddos, the kids are about to get something else too, profiles on Google TV. Yes, Google announced they'll finally be adding what parents have been requesting for quite some time now, separate profiles for their kids. With the kids' profiles, you'll be able to choose which apps are actually available for your kiddos. And just in case you've already created a profile for your kids, you can actually make that profile already a kid-friendly profile. Now, it's really just going to look similar to Google TV for adults. Kids will see rows of recommendations, of course, but those, of course, will be age-appropriate shows to watch. Plus, it also has a bonus for parents, too. Kitty content won't be popping up in your recommendations, so yeah, you won't be seeing SpongeBob all over the place. The child profiles will roll out to Chromecast with Google TV and other Google TV devices, this starting in the U.S. only. Global expansion will be coming over the next few months. Finally, Canada mass transit. Yeah, it's about to get electrified. Yes, according to the Canadian government, they're ready to spend $2.75 billion Canadian dollars to start electrifying mass transit across the country. That means they'll be buying zero emission buses, and they plan on being completely electrified within 5 years. Wow, really, that's quite fast. There's already existing programs, of course, that support buying 300 eco-friendly buses, but by spending more of the people's tax dollars, they believe their goal will be reached by rolling out 5,000 buses over the next 5 years. If you've got a story, no one else is listening, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is still located, yep, right over there at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find all the podcasts from the British Tech Network. You can also, of course, subscribe to all of our podcasts as well through Apple iTunes and other popular podcast platforms. Check out our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community over at our Slack room today. It's fun and simple to do. All you got to do is just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.